tune from 1990, and I'm going to let our guest tell us the name and then some. It's a pleasure to welcome to WISO, two excursions, a young man born and raised here in Yellow Springs, but you've been on the road with a Chinese rock and roll band for the last, well, we'll find out how many years. Welcome very much. Thanks for coming, Alex Turner. Hi. Yeah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I guess I have to ask, first of all, born and raised here in Yellow Springs, and now, how long have you been is it a rock band? Do you call it a rock band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I play in a couple bands. There's one band called Cars Hit Cars, which is has been playing together for about 10 years.
Cars Hit Cars?
Cars Sick Cars.
Cars Sick Cars, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
They're an international favorite. They put out an album in 2007, 2006 or 7, and got picked up by Sonic Youth to open for, I think it was a show in Japan or somewhere. And after opening for them, they just sort of...
Stratosphere.
Yeah, hit the ground running.
Wonderful. And another, more than one band.
Yeah, the other one is a band that I started with friends. None of us have... none of us are particularly professional musicians.
Wait a minute. Don't you travel and get paid? Isn't that the definition?
I never get paid when we travel.
Really?
Yeah. Traveling, if you can meet budget on a tour, that's a good day.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We're in studio with Alex Turner, who has lovingly, I'm sure, crafted a sort of sampling of some of the music that is going on right now in China. And so how did you get there? I mean, it's awesome. Obviously, you were musical from the get-go, but I'm guessing you were an exchange student.
I majored in Chinese language and also studied literature at in undergraduate. And my junior year was spent studying in Beijing, and I met some friends who were musicians and playing music, some Chinese friends. And after I graduated, I moved back to Beijing and just kept hanging out with them. That eventually turned into a band. You said I'm obviously musical, which I never felt was obvious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I quit clarinet at 13, and that was about the extent of my experience.
So, how did you find the bass? Did they say we need a bass player? Can you please play this instrument?
They said you look horrible playing drums. But you're tall and skinny, so the bass should look great.
As is a bass, tall and skinny. We're in studio with Alex Turner, who plays in the band Cars Sick Cars, and then some. But has been, how long have you been, living in China?
Living for 4 years.
Yeah. And you've traveled all over. Before we get back to the music, one of the more interesting spots that you got to play? Have you played in Japan? I suppose you have a lot. Not yet.
Yeah. Cars at Cars has a sort of, because they're more internationally known, they have a certain sort of responsibility that maybe the label feels to sort of just keep them present. So they always try and schedule one tour.
A year?
Yeah, and even if it's just, like, we just did two or three show tour last fall in the U.S. So there was a show in L.A. and San Francisco and New York, and then that was it. So it was just three shows and come back.
Wow.
I think one of the more interesting one was opening for Lydia Lunch in Munich. We played at, like, an old theater on the south side of Munich.
Wonderful.
Playing with Lydia Lunch. That was pretty...
Wow.
That was pretty sweet.
Right on. Alex Turner in studio with us from China's Car Sick Cars. I keep thinking, it sounds like you say Cars Hit Cars, which of course is true. Tell us about, you've made a selection here that we opened up with something that's called Hong Kong Pop. Mm. And that was something that you say that most of the kids, the people in bands today in China would have come up sort of having been weaned on. But you brought a nice selection here of sort of a survey of the last 10, 15 years of what's been going on. And tell us about this beginning, the girl punk. What's that about?
Well, the rest of the songs on the track list are a oblique departure from what we just heard. That was like 1990s, very heavy sort of melody, female vocal. But all the kids that I know and all the kids for at least the last couple generations who've been in, who've started punk bands, grew up listening to music like that.
Interesting.
So there's a certain rhythmic sense, a certain melodic quality to it, and the punk music sometimes has that, but infrequently. So sometimes I think punk is a reaction against that, and sometimes it's informed by that. And the first song on the list is called Leave Me by Hang on the Box.
Let's hear it. In studio with Alex Turner. Check it out.
I love yours. You are cage.
From the band Hang on the Box. We were just talking about, what is the scene like in China? Is it common that you would go out on any weekend night, a Friday or Saturday, and be able to see a great deal of music? Is it the scene similar? Because certainly that Save the Language seems very, very, very much comfortable. It's like I've almost even heard the song before, although I clearly haven't. But the form takes a form that is very recognizable.
Mm.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the scene, but we were saying what we did with rock and roll, with bass, drums, guitar, and vocals, is not so much an American form anymore.
No, it's the modern form, like we were just talking about. And it's limited in the three instruments, but there's infinite variation within the setup. And I think something special about Chinese music is that it takes the familiar format and it adds something different. And I think that's often overlooked by listeners' expectations. When they hear Chinese rock, they expect sort of 90% Chinese, or what their impression of Chinese is, and expect 10% rock when it's really the other way around. So sometimes detecting that 10% Chinese is a little bit difficult.
Well, it sounds great. Let's hear another one. You've sort of grouped these by eras. This one's a 2005 release from a band called PK-14.
Mm.
Who's that? What should we know about them?
The lead singer Yang Haisong is from Nanjing, and he and his friends started this band in Nanjing in 2000 or 2001, and it was sort of punk rock. He's been called the Chinese Bob Dylan.
Oh, right on.
So strictly because his voice, his singing voice is.
Don't tell me like Dylan's, because that's not that's wonderful.
It's something to look forward to. His lyrics also have a pretty pretty political bent. He also writes short stories.
Wow!
And so a lot of his songs, like the cultural department will ban him from singing certain songs at shows.
We'll hear more on that in a minute. Let's hear "Sleeping Furiously" by PK14. K14, Sleeping Furiously. We're in studio with our guest who brought us this sampling of contemporary Chinese music. He's Alex Turner. Yellow Springs, born and raised, but study and an exchange program makes him at least... do you consider yourself dual? I mean, I'm sure you're an American citizen, but I mean that you're of both places now.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing these. You were talking about that you learned a lot of your Chinese from reading some song lyrics. Mm-hmm. And this one, like the different styles. This fellow, PK14, you say that he occasionally gets told not to play songs. How do you happen to know, how does that message come through? Does someone knock at the door and say, you know, we heard that song, Sleeping Furiously, and we don't want you to play it anymore?
That it's sometimes that clear.
Wow.
Sometimes there's a knock on the door. More often than not, it's you get a message from somebody. Well, the modern way of using, they use like a Chinese version of WhatsApp or messaging,
okay,
or something.
All
and,
right.
And you get a friend invite from somebody and they say, you need to come have tea with me. So then they go to a tea place and somebody from the cultural department says this, or that's a little bit more serious. That's a more sort of serious offense.
Yeah.
But more often than not, it's just you have to give a playlist beforehand, before going on the stage.
Probably
at
with
a
full
music
lyrics.
Festival.
Yeah.
And then they listen to the songs beforehand and just cross them off the list.
And you better not deviate, I'm sure.
You better not deviate.
Wow. What an, I just can't imagine that. I mean, you know, we talk about, and as much as there's some hitches in the American Democratic get along, basically there's no one ever going to tell us not to sing a song. I mean, FCC, like cursing would be the only definitive, you know, well, you can't say those words, but no song content or theme. So,
I think actually this also speaks to the power of lyrics in Chinese music, and I think this is something distinct about Chinese, both contemporary and traditional music. Like we opened the set today with that 1990s pop song, which came from Hong Kong, and Cantonese. She wasn't singing in Cantonese exactly, but there's something very charming about Cantonese, which is an older form of Chinese, to the Chinese ear. And there's something to lyrics in Chinese music that will always trump rhythm. Rhythm in particular, but also just most other aspects of music. So I think the reason that there's so much sensitivity around this band, PK14, and even with Karsik Kars, the band that I play in, is because of that sensitivity to singing.
Have you ever gotten a request to not perform a song again? Your band, Karsik Kars, or
Karsik Kars has been banned from playing a song, one called "Zhongnanha," which is sort of their calling card, their main, their most famous song. "Zhongnanha" is like White House, but it's also a brand of cigarettes. So the lyrics are extremely simple. It's White House, White House, who smoked my goddamn White House? that's it.
Oh, the whole sum total of the lyrics, and that one has been banned.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there a lot of double entendre? Is that a mechanism that people, I mean, did they, you know, like, no, I was talking about the, first of all, what's the problem with that lyric? That's fine. Well, the...
Who burned my Capitol building?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like this. So it's just on the edge. They have another one called we're allowed to play it now.
Huh.
We played it at a festival in June, and there was nothing.
Played it, were you just eyes scanning the crowd for someone who might charge the stage and ask you to please come with me?
Well, it's either if you play it on a smaller stage, like not at a music festival, then it's not really a problem. And the kids sort of hear it and they recognize the theme song. The tradition is to pull out cigarettes of that brand and throw them on stage. So it's sort of a celebration, though. Maybe the audience doesn't think of it like that.
Interesting. We're talking with Alex Turner, who makes his home commonly in Beijing now. He's born and raised here in Yellow Springs, plays bass with the band Karsik Kars, and has brought us a sampling. We're coming up on half past the hour, and we're not even near half past. Should we jump forward a little bit, maybe? And we had one from Secondhand Rose queued up, but maybe we could move along to Ourself Beside Me. Or what do you think?
Let's hear the Secondhand Rose song.
All
I
right.
think we just heard two songs which are are very sort of Western, very strictly within the Western rock idiom. And this is a song. This is a song that also has some traditional Chinese instrumentation, and you can hear a very thick, really funny kind of Chinese accent. So the way that they sing and the instrumentation is very interesting. I think it's a good compliment.
天生的哑巴。
didn't like that guy. You said that the R at the end is a little bit of the accent that sort of distinguishes him. That's Secondhand Rose. Nasty Trick, the name of that song, and there's so much there. We're just talking. We might do this up in a part two. There's so much richness in this playlist that you brought me. But we're going to jump ahead to 2007, Car Sick Cars, which is your band. Hmm. But you weren't in the band in 2007, were you?
No.
So this is pre-Alex Turner. So that's funny. So you joined an already existing band.
Yeah.
Interesting. What happened to their old bass player?
Well, they went through several sort of ships of Theseus or whatever it is. And I'm the most recent sort of most bastardized version, to be quite honest. I think they had to Cars was gearing up for a month-long tour in Europe about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it's difficult for Chinese people to get visas to the Schengen area, so I can just waltz in. So they sort of did a month of training so that they could make it through this tour. And the leader, Chauvin, just said, if it goes well, then we can keep working together.
So it's your facility and ease of movement that really was the deciding that tipped the.
yeah, that was the entrance.
We're in studio with gentleman Alex Turner. He born and raised here in Yellow Springs, but has been splitting his time between us and China for some time now. So this song, tell us about this. And we're going to hear Snapline, which is are we? Is that too sassy, that one? Well, we'll see.
Oh, that's a great song.
Is it?
But yeah, I think we can listen to a Cars at Cars song. Mm-hmm. There are several bands that really represent Chinese rock music to Western audiences. I think PK-14 is one of them, but Secondhand Rose is actually one of the first to travel in the U.S. I think they started touring as early as 2005.
Which is the song we just heard, and it's worth mentioning now, I guess. I usually like to try to get this all in the head of the song, but the leader is a transvestite,
yeah.
and which is somewhat rare, and you feel that it wouldn't really be allowed were he not in a band.
Yeah, he's... you mentioned his accent also, and mm-hmm. it's kind of comical and it's a little bit exaggerated, but the way that he's very confident about it. He's really proud of it. So he's into the humor, and if you laugh at him, then he can sort of turn it around and laugh with you at this image that you've created of him.
Wonderful.
So I think he can do the same thing with being a transvestite and wear like mirrored dresses
gowns,
and
yeah.
high boots
yeah.
at a music festival.
So what does Car Sick Cars look like on stage? You guys look like a bunch of grunge guitarists from the 90s? No.
It was like Brooklyn, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, we get sponsored by Vans. I got these from...
You Vans?
Yeah. They do events in China pretty frequently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some people get like string endorsements or drumstick endorsements. You guys get shoe endorsements. Right on. They're sweet looking Vans too. So paint the picture. Let's hear this from 2007 release from Car Sick Cars. Tell us about the tune.
Cars has a few tracks that they're more well known for. I mentioned Zhong Na Hai. This one, Hou Dao, is called Honest and Sincere. And it's talking about how to be a virtuous person in society, off the same album that attracted them attracted them to Sonic Youth.
Uh-huh. Oh, very cool. So Sonic Youth saw something in these sounds. This is Car Sick Cars from 2007 on Excursions.
Thank you.
Corset Cars, the band our guest is in, wasn't in it when that recording was made in 2007, but Corset Cars, fairly well-known Chinese rock entity. So pleased to have Alex Turner in the studio today, born and raised here in Yellow Springs, but bridging the gap. And you must be beyond fluent in Chinese at this point. I mean, immersion is the way that happens.
Are you almost fluent.
Yeah?
Yeah. Speaking and listening is pretty decent, and this current trip home that I'm on right now is mainly to try and learn how to read and write.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, there are how many characters in the alphabet? I thought it was a joke, a computer keyboard, that, like, there's the one main huge one, and there's like even auxiliary keyboards to the side. Is that,
jeez.
Isn't that something? How could you possibly type? How many words a minute?
I mean,
it'd be like four.
They have this way of writing characters where you write, you input parts of the character, and they're broken up pretty systematically. So when you break down the character, you know which part to put in what order. But by now they have it's called the pinyin system.
Yeah.
Which just means spelling sounds. So they just use romanized characters to spell out the sound. So they're typing on like a normal, Western style romanized keyboard.
Yeah. And then something into software that then takes the pinyins, the syllabic pronunciation, and then converts it to a character?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I love it, and I really appreciate you bringing these in. We're going to do a part two. We're going to have you back in a couple weeks, and we'll get through the entirety of this list. But it's absolutely fascinating. It brings us up to a band called Snapline and its song Porno Star. We're going to get to a release from 2012 from the band White Plus, and then I can't pronounce this 2015. But tell us about Snapline.
Snapline, their first album came out, it looks like the same year that Karsit Kars album came out, despite the fact that the bassist and guitarist in Snapline are the two founding members, the guitarist or the drummer and bassist of Karsit Kars.
Okay.
So it's a couple who they met another friend. I think it was probably Li Weisle, the bassist. The bassist is a software programmer, and he met another software programmer who's now working for Microsoft in Seattle, actually, named Chen Xi. And they started the band Snapline, which is a little bit more experimental, sort of darker noise, heavily influenced by the 80s and by the 1980s New York no wave scene, Suicide and this kind of stuff. And they have some noise tracks and some more electronic tracks.
Well, let's hear some of that. It's Snapline from their 2007 release, and it's called Porno Star. Let's hear it. Band Snapline tune called Porno Star, which, now, are you translating these names? So far, every band name has been in English. Mm. Now, are you translating that for me, or is that, do people name their bands in English?
They tend to have both English and Chinese names. And
but are they synonyms, or do they have the two different facets?
Most of them are synonyms.
Snapline, very interesting. We're in studio with Alex Turner, who's in the Chinese rock and roll band Carsick Cars, and also in our studio, having brought some samples of what the kids are listening to in China. I wanted to get back to the question from before: What's the scene like in the metropolitan areas? Is there a youth scene? People go out. There's strip of clubs that people can go, and go from club to club. Is it active and vibrant?
It's fairly active. I think in most cities in China, there is maybe one well-known bar that will pick up nationally known bands for tours, and they tend to have pretty good equipment. The staff is familiar with rock and roll music and how to do sound checks and stuff, mm-hmm. and then there might be some smaller specialized live houses. Beijing has the most developed rock scene, and in Beijing you can find shows probably every night. You can find shows every night in several genres. Uh-huh. There are a couple jazz clubs. There's a little bit of folk, and I think it's unlike the American music scene, where the band is expected to bring their own loadout. They're expected to bring their own equipment,
sure.
including amps and everything.
Yeah.
The live houses in Beijing all have equipment there.
How wonderful.
It makes touring a lot easier, and it makes playing shows a little bit more convenient.
Well, you just take maybe your guitar. Surely you'd have a favorite guitar that you would take.
Yeah.
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 But the backline, the drum kit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
You just take your own snare drum and bass pedal or something, and that'll get you to a show.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
I like that way. It's almost like it's communal, isn't it?
Mm.
I like it very much. Let's listen to another tune here. This is one from 2012 by a band. Is it White Plus? Is that the name of the band?
Yeah.
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 Tell me a little bit about them.
White Plus is an electronic duo of Shouwang, or Jeff, from Carsick Cars.
I love that he has a name, Jeff.
their English names are frequently disappointing. It's like,
yeah, like Bob.
Yeah, and then their Chinese name is something like Sun Dragon or something
right.
like that. Yeah.
But you can call me Bill.
Yeah.
Which is funny. So, did he pick Jeff? He chose for his English name to be Jeff.
I think his elementary school teacher probably picked him.
Is that common?
Yeah.
That everybody gets an English name?
Yeah, and they all have weird, well, their Candy is a popular name. They like stuff like Candy or numbers. There's a girl named 11 at my company.
Which, of course, if you've seen Stranger Things, the girl's named 11 in that. So maybe, wow, interesting. Mm. Sort of like people that get tattoos of Chinese characters and maybe find out later that it's like, paper towel roll or something, you know?
that also happens.
Let's listen to White Plus here. And we're in studio with Alex Turner, and he's hipping us to what the kids are up to in China. Check it out.
Thank you.
band is White Plus. The song is called Silver. And it is brought to us today by our in-studio guest, Mr. Alex Turner. He plays in the Chinese band Car Sick Cars, but he was born and raised right here in Yellow Springs. And White Plus there on that, you were saying that they listen to a lot of like 70s sort of early Kraftwerk and that synth stuff. It's really evident there. So what do people still buy records? So are people going to record stores and buying vinyl and like getting the old Kraftwerk and like, you know, spinning that and listening to it with headphones? How do people consume music, or is it all online? Have you been to a record store? Is it?
Yeah. Well, their records are sort of a collector's item.
Okay.
Kind of like they are in the U.S., except that there are no old beat up copies left over in recycling bins at Goodwill or something
right. That
you can just pick up like in the U.S. There's starting to be a record market, but it's mainly sort of for wealthier collectors.
Oh.
Most music is online.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of my friends from the generation of the early 80s in bands like Car Sick Cars and the drummer in White Plus that we just heard, and current drummer of Car Sick Cars who's played in a band called The Gar, who is the same sort of golden generation of Chinese underground rock in 2006 to 2008.
Which makes me want to give a shout out to your dad, because your dad, Dave Turner, who was one of my guests on Mystery Mailbag Wednesday premieres, just a fabulous local personality and also carrier of knowledge, but he first turned me on to The Gar, brought a CD and said that my son sent me this, and you know, and so thanks, Dave. Thanks for all this like horizon broadening, and thanks for your fine son here, Alex Turner. And so The Gar, to speak again about their sort of point in the arc of Chinese contemporary music history.
They side by side with Car Sick Cars were very important rock bands in the golden age of Beijing underground rock, which is probably 2006 to 2008 for 2 or 3 years. And I think Dad picked up on the melodic nature of The Gar.
Yeah.
Their lyrics are excellent. They sing in Chinese more than Car Sick Cars. So Cars has a little bit more experimental, Velvet Underground kind of feeling to it. And The Gar is a little bit more tailored to Chinese taste, I guess. Yeah, I think David appreciated that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good recommendation.
Yeah. Well, we're just almost out of time here. I wanted to get to one last tune. And this is all, by the way, you meant this to be sort of a representation of a early and middle and up to present smattering of what people are listening to rock-wise in China. This last tune, I'm going to have you say the name.
Chui Wan. Yeah. Which I think is a borrowed phrase from the Tao Te Ching. Or from Zhuangzi, another ancient philosopher. It means to blow on the 10,000, and it just means blow 10,000, but that's sort of to fill them with life energy.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is this song is from their 2015 album, and I think shows that since the... In the 15 years since Hang on the Box, which is the first rock song that we heard, Beijing music has developed some newer tastes, and this is a sort of premier Chinese psychedelic group. They played at South by Southwest last year, and they're starting to pick it up.
Wonderful. Let's hear it, Chui Wan on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be right back. So much great music, so little time. Let's do a part two. You said you're going to be around for a month or so. Let's have you come back in. Will you do that?
I'd love to, yeah.
And we'll finish this playlist. And Alex Turner been sitting with us this hour. He's in the Chinese rock band Carsick Cars, and he's right here in Yellow Springs, spending some time on the homestead for the next little while. We'll do that on a Miami Valley Monday. We'll wrap this up. Alex, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks again.
This has been a delight.